Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about pricing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. You know what's been interesting? Over the last 12 months, you would think that the prices have just shot up. Actually, the median sales price has gone up 7%. So prices are not, they're actually at what is a sustainable rate by some standards.
That's an interesting process. The economy is rolling well. People are earning money and they can afford to buy something even at an appreciated value.
And what's also interesting is the days on market's about 43 days on the market right now. So people think that there's multiple offers, seven people at your door the day it goes on the market and there's a heated battle for that home. It is in some markets, some locations where there's a very finite opportunity. But generally speaking, what I think that 43 days in the market is about is one price adjustment. I think sellers are shooting the moon out of the gate, mm-hmm. and then they're adjusting their dreams accordingly, and then they're meeting the buyers, which means sellers, you may be missing something.
Well, it's an interesting process because as an appraiser looks at a property and attempts to identify what they call comparable sales, properties with very similar locations and physical characteristics, they'll find a series of sales that have occurred. And as they stack them up, much like a hand of cards with the lowest card on the left and the highest on the right, where's the most probable sale price? That's effectively what they're looking for because there's always somebody that gets a screaming price and there's always someone who appears to give their property away, either through distress or otherwise. So you need to look, where do I stand in the array of properties similar to mine that are being offered for sale? Am I at the top and way above the top? Good luck to you.
Well, the good luck to you is because we're not great reachers as buyers. In this marketplace, we don't dicker much. We don't do that kind of aggressive negotiating. We actually are selling at 99% of the list price and offering at about 95% of the list price. Okay, that's my subjective opinion. People do not come in at 90% of the list price and succeed in being the eventual buyer of that property.
Right.
Even bank-owned properties do not just say, okay, just come in and dive on our price.
Take it away.
Instead, what the bank will do is drop the price about 3% every 30 days until they get very tight to what they actually accept as an offer. So those kind of deals, by putting your price up further, you're discounting your price eventually as a sales price. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about pricing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. You know what's been interesting? Over the last 12 months, you would think that the prices have just shot up. Actually, the median sales price has gone up 7%. So prices are not, they're actually at what is a sustainable rate by some standards.
That's an interesting process. The economy is rolling well. People are earning money and they can afford to buy something even at an appreciated value.
And what's also interesting is the days on market's at about 43 days on the market right now. So people think that there's multiple offers, seven people at your door the day it goes on the market and there's a heated battle for that home. It is in some markets, some locations where there's a very finite opportunity. But generally speaking, what I think that 43 days in the market is about is one price adjustment. I think sellers are shooting the moon out of the gate, mm-hmm. and then they're adjusting their dreams accordingly, and then they're meeting the buyers, which means sellers, you may be missing something.
Well, it's an interesting process because as an appraiser looks at a property and attempts to identify what they call comparable sales, properties with very similar locations and physical characteristics, they'll find a series of sales that have occurred. And as they stack them up, much like a hand of cards with the lowest card on the left and the highest on the right, where's the most probable sale price? That's effectively what they're looking for because there's always somebody that gets a screaming price and there's always someone who appears to give their property away, either through distress or otherwise. So you need to look, where do I stand in the array of properties similar to mine that are being offered for sale? Am I at the top and way above the top? Good luck to you.
Well, the good luck to you is because we're not great reachers as buyers. In this marketplace, we don't dicker much. We don't do that kind of aggressive negotiating. We actually are selling at 99% of the list price and offering at about 95% of the list price. Okay, that's my subjective opinion. People do not come in at 90% of the list price and succeed in being the eventual buyer of that property.
Right.
Even bank-owned properties. Bank-owned properties do not just say, okay, just come in and dive on our price.
Take it away.
Instead, what the bank will do is drop the price about 3% every 30 days until they get very tight to what they actually accept as an offer. So those kind of deals, by putting your price up further, you're discounting your price eventually as a sales price. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.